Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Humanity's last hope to find and settle a new world. A small terraforming fleet sets out to prepare a lifeless planet for the colony ships sure to follow in their wake.
Civilized.
Director Brass,
Emerson.
There's been no movement from the cells.
Good.
I'm hearing a lot of noise, though, outside, Director.
Yeah. Emerson, I wanted to thank you for all of your service.
Oh, thank you. You dropped a pen. Oh, here, let me get that for you.
I'm so sorry. Alberta.
Beatrice. Did you know that being in jail is not fun at all?
Yeah. No, I hear that. It's not fun.
I want you to tell the director that I'm sorry that I pranked him all the time and stole his laptop.
You what?
And that...
Don't say that.
Oh, I mean, okay. It's all good in the cell. But you're here to let us out, right? Because you're not mad at me anymore?
Oh, gosh, Alberta, I was never mad at you. Except that one time with the bees.
Oh. Director Brass, what are you doing here?
Director Tinsley, what are you doing here?
I guess I don't need this gun for Emerson.
No, sir. I thought I told you I was going to take this block.
There was a fire in my office. Things got a little out of control on the upper level. And some things were getting burned, and by mistake, a couple of files that were on the edge just happened to bump off into the fire.
Oh, and because you've been asking for emails and everything to be printed out, that would be the last evidence, unless someone stole information off your laptop, but I don't think anyone's done that, because that would be a major issue, right, sir?
Correct. Haven't seen my laptop in, well, it's been about half a year now since I gave it. Well, regardless, your file may have been one of the ones that got bumped off, as well as Barty and Alberta. And the cook, you know.
Oh.
Taco night.
Right. So then, okay. Then we can just open the cells.
Yeah, we couldn't have anyone know, so Emerson, well, I see that's been taken care of.
Well, he was on my list.
Yeah.
Anyone else on the list I should be wary of?
It's the best I could do, Director Brass. I'm gonna go back to my quadrant.
Sir, there is already a fire started behind the base just through the trees. There's a special place that I sometimes go to just have some quiet, and I thought that since no one's ever found me there, it would probably be the best place to, well.
I didn't expect you to tell me that. Thank you.
Here's a map. Just burn it when you're done.
Thank you. I, really appreciate that. Director Brass?
Okay, now let's go get Barty so we can be a family again.
I'll leave you to those two, and I'll finish my duty.
Sir, just, don't forget to... We have to release the memory gas into the sleeping chambers when you're done.
We're supposed to do that after?
Yes.
Oh, right.
If people see things after the gas, that means they have to get a double dose of the gas.
You know, what's two doses compared to one?
Oh, my God.
I may have already released a little of it, just a little.
Okay.
I'm gonna go do my quadrant.
Bartholomew.
Please, call me Barty. Or what? Prisoner 23684? Would that be more appropriate now? Given my new station?
I'm sorry.
Oh! Well, never mind. I really shouldn't have been harboring this grudge that, you know, you're going to lead me into the back, and there'll be a great pyre there waiting for me. But, you know, you're sorry. So it's, you know, it's one of those way it, you know, my life, dying, Alberta.
Did you not hear what the director said? Your files were burned. They were redacted. You do not yourself physically have to burn because your file is gone.
Oh. Okay. So we're going to do... What, march out onto the desolate planet treatment?
No.
Alberta and I are going to run away?
No!
And, well, what then? I mean, I have grown fond of this cell.
Then stay there! If that's what you want, Bartholomew, because you never speak in sarcasm, why don't you just stay there? It's probably safe. I mean, you can't be approached in there by anything horrifying, can you? No, the bars are quite sturdy. You know what? Why don't you live here? Why don't you just stay here instead of listening to me and trying to understand that I came here to try and save you? No, no. Instead, why don't you just bring out the sarcasm guns? Because apparently that's the only way you can communicate. Tell me again how I come bearing the death penalty.
Sorry, am I not taking my imprisonment well? Look, what do you want from me? I want you to let me go. Is that what you want me to say? I think you're a good person and that you will choose to do what's best for Alberta and I, given the opportunity. And I would like that.
You have no idea what is going on. You've had no idea from the beginning. You have always worn this hunky-dory goofball sentience all over you, and you dragged Alberta into it, when really, did you forget what we were doing here? Did you forget that we are here to make a better Earth? Did you forget that we are here and that sacrifices must be made and that mistakes will happen and that sometimes people die? Have you forgotten that every single time you've made a joke? Because you have never listened to me. And it's great that you think I'm a good person, but I don't feel like a good person right now because I've just murdered half of my crew. So make another joke.
What?
Yeah, I murdered some people, Alberta. Crush your innocence, whatever it is you need to do to get through this.
Oh, okay.
Director Brass, are you there?
What?
I know it's not important, but, if you could just put out some feelers to find someone who's good at making tacos for Taco Tuesdays, there may have been a bit of confusion around the cook being, not on the list. Gotta go.
I am going to open your cells. But I need you two to understand that things are not going to be simple anymore. You both saw what happened in the basement. You have no idea what I saw before you got there. You have no idea the responsibility that it takes to be Beatrice Brass. So I ask you to please start treating this mission like it is dire. Because at this point it is, we have lost 2/3 of our crew. We are a skeleton bunch left. And Bartholomew, I know about the secret pods.
Well, then I guess you know what it means when I say that the upload that I asked Alberta to do earlier is nearly complete.
I can do computers on my watch, too.
That's great, Alberta. And Bartholomew, you might just save us all.
Director Brass?
What?
I just want to double check something. When we met, you know, you sort of implied that maybe I shouldn't have released the memory gas on my quadrant first and should have waited till after. Was that what you were saying to me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'm getting reports of a gas from all levels of the base, including your quadrants, so I was just double checking because it would be like you had released the gas first, huh?
I didn't release any gas.
Well, or maybe someone on your team released the gas, because there appears to be large amounts of gas and people are acting very strange.
But the memory gas isn't supposed to have any side effects beyond sleep and wiping memory.
Right, yeah, well, yeah, that's my understanding too. They don't appear to be going to sleep, they appear to be picking up weapons and killing people. Just keep an eye out for gas. Maybe you could check on that.
What?
Oh, here comes one now. Gotta go.
Just another Tuesday. Am I right?
What's that smell?
Cover your mouths.
What's that smell?
I'll be back. Stay in your cells.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
Fredrickson, do you copy?
Hey, it's Fredrickson, and I'm copying on my walkie-talkie now, yes.
How did you make it through this purge? Anyway, Fredrickson, can you tell me, I'm smelling some strange fumes, fire? Was there an explosion somewhere in the base?
It seems to be that there was a massive explosion down in the levels that were sealed. It seems that something has overcharged them, and there is a very, very large subterranean crater 3 vertical miles beneath us. Gas seems to be seeping out from all vents on the lower levels, and also cracks in the walls.
What the hell?
My ventilator seems to be keeping me safe for now, at least.
Okay, keep me posted, I guess. Keep moving with the clean sweep.
Oh yeah, there's blood on my hands. Over and out.
Okay. Thanks for the codes, Brass. That was easier to get out of the cell than I thought it would be once you showed up. And now, where's my freaking little... There it is, the laptop. Okay.
Hey, what are you doing? Oh, sorry, Alberta. I didn't realize you were out. Sorry, I guess it makes sense you're in your office. Just doing the rounds. Wait a second, I gotta check a list. Nope, all's good. Have a good day.
Thanks, you. Have a good day, too. Killing all of our friends that I've ever had in my whole life.
You know it!
I stole it. If I hadn't taken this freaking laptop, none of this would have happened. No one would have had to die, and I have to destroy it, or else we'll die, too, and all my friends are gonna die. So I'm just gonna smash it apart with a hammer, just like the captain told me to. I have to smash apart my innocence. Like Brass said, I'm gonna smash it. Stupid technology is so... It's so dumb! It can be so cool, but it's also so dangerous, and I don't want to live dangerous anymore!
Oh, What is all this? Oh God. Okay, there's the suit. Get back in. Oh God, I don't want to go back. Suit, engage.
Hello again, Director Brass. It has been a small amount of time.
Yes, it has. Do you have some sort of fire extinguishing capabilities?
I do. Engaging fire safety protocol.
Suit, can you tell me, there was an explosion on one of the lower levels. Do you know anything about that? Can your sensors read anything?
Yes, there was an explosion. Some of the pods, once they were deactivated, had chemical side effects that caused a massive crater to open underneath the base.
Okay. Are we structurally intact?
It seems, for the moment, the base is relatively safe, save for all of the gas.
Okay, yeah, let's get this gas. What is this? What is it? Is it just like a natural gas? I don't know. I don't know much about gas, to be perfectly honest. What is it?
Well, in terms that someone from Earth would understand, gas is one way to describe it, but the gas appears to be a life form of sorts.
What?
This is Dr. Brass. Director. Director Brass. Director Tinsley. Oh, God. Implement security protocol Alpha Omega. We are under attack. Do not breathe the mist. Do not.
Alberta! Is the upload complete?
Marty, it's getting really hard to breathe in my office for some reason. Like when we... anytime the director tries to cook.
It's fine. If the upload is done, the upload's done, right? Say that it's done. It's look at me and say that it's done.
It's finished. It's finished. It says
okay.
It's confirmed.
For you and for me, then, you and I, we're going to be okay, no matter what happens, because you uploaded you, and you uploaded me.
But what about...
Hi, Barty.
What about the director? The director!
What? You uploaded the director? Hi, director. Director?
This won't hurt much.
I'm sorry, what do you mean that it's a life form?
My sensors indicate that it is an amorphous being that is sentient with its own feelings and thoughts and desires. And currently, my readings indicate that it desires to wipe you out.
I mean, gases don't have feelings. I mean, what are you... Wait, what is that? Hello?
Hello.
Oh my God.
Bartholomew!
Alberta, what is it?
I would rather prefer it if you didn't die now, though, because it was making me sad.
Listen, if the glint in the director's eyes is any indication, you won't have to worry about that for too long. I'll see you soon.
Marty, no.
Alberta, there you are.
Director Brass was right. I guess it's time to grow up.
I don't think you're going to have a lot of time to grow up, Alberta. Now just hold still.
Civilized. Starring Christy Bolton, Michael Davinsky, Phil Johnston, and Sean Howard. Sound design and music by Eli Hamada McElveen. Cover art by David Desmarais. Join us on Patreon for bonus episodes and lots more. Look for the support us link at civilizedpod.com.
Doot, 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 doot. I am killing, engaged in protocol, killing, bling, bling, death, death, pong, bong. I am killing, bop, 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 doot, doot,
doot doot, bang bang, pew pew. Look at the humans explode. Everything is fine when you're in my node. Oh no, oh dear, you have vomited. Well, I have a sanitation song too. What's a sanitation song again? Oh wait.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Dum Dums and Dice would like to welcome you to the grim darkness of the 41st millennium in the Valentine Heresy, an actual play podcast set in the Genesis adaptation of Warhammer 40,000's Dark Heresy RPG. Newly promoted Inquisitor Lucius Valentine has received visions of the death of the immortal God Emperor. With few options before him, he teams up with hive-bred criminal siblings Lyric and Alto. Together, they must defeat a cabal of shadowy foes to save the Emperor and the Imperium. Can this trio of unlikely heroes survive in a galaxy where there is only war?
The Emperor is going to die in a year. My job is to make sure the Emperor doesn't die. Because if the Emperor dies, the Astronomicon goes out. And the only thing keeping the Imperium alive is the fact that we have a very large navy and a very large army and space marines, and they shoot everyone. It's delightful. Praise the Emperor. Thanks for that. But if the Astronomicon goes out, we have no navy, we have no ability to defend ourselves, and the Xenos and Chaos will overrun us instantly because there will be no defense.
So every planet will turn out like Galen's Glory?
And that would be the best case scenario. Which is why we need to keep the Emperor on his throne.
I spit in my palm and put my hand out for a handshake.
Am I supposed to do something in return? Is this... I'm sorry, I just don't know what this is.
Alto's like, yeah, like this. He spits in his hand and puts it out towards you as well.
Then I spit in both palms and shake their hands separately.
We have an inquisitorial band.
Warhammer 40,000, The Valentine Heresy, available now.